listen to my mom and dad on Ball and Chain.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
I'm Jack.
I'm Heather.
This is Ball and Chain. We're unprepared.
Yes.
Big time. We didn't really discuss what we're going to discuss at all.
No, and but I Christmas was expecting you to be prepared.
Christmas is next week.
Yay, and I'm not ready for that either.
So why are you not ready for Christmas? The kids are done.
Because I just realized I've got nothing for their parents, nothing for the kids' secret Santas.
Nothing for their parents.
No, not their parents.
We are their parents.
Something I need to tell you. No.
You're not their mom?
That would be really difficult to explain since you watched them coming out. But, no, they're teachers. I completely forgot about their teachers, and I told them both that they could make the candy choo-choo trains for all of their kids in their classroom, which are, I mean, they're not expensive, but that means I got to get it all, I guess, tomorrow so we can make them all tonight and they can bring them all in on Monday or Tuesday.
I'm not going to correct you on what you just said.
What did I say?
I'm going to get them all tomorrow so we can make them all tonight.
You said you weren't going to correct me.
I didn't correct you. I just repeated it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I know it's true.
Okay. So, yeah, no, I mean, I'll get them tomorrow and then so I can make them tomorrow night.
So welcome to the holiday edition. And the reason this is the holiday edition and that because we'll probably record one more before Christmas, but they won't hear it until right after Christmas.
Right.
So that makes this the holiday one. So that's what we'll talk about. We'll talk about holidays and holiday traditions. Traditions.
Lay off the sauce.
We'll talk about some holiday traditions we had when we were kids. And then what things we've carried over into being parents and what things we haven't and how things are different. What have we been up to? Anything at all? I saw two.
Yeah, you did.
We got sneak passes two nights in a row. So we went and saw Sherlock Holmes and then on Tuesday. And then on Wednesday, I went and saw Mission Impossible, and they were both really, really, really good.
Yeah, I still want to see Mission Impossible, but I'm going to pay to go see it, which is stupid.
So I'll tell you the story of the jerk in the theater last night. This was interesting.
You didn't tell me.
So, well, I'm sorry, I got home at like 10-something, and I went to bed.
That's okay. Go ahead.
So there were four of us, me and my friend Stu and my friend Kevin, a.k.a. Casey, and Randy. And we get in the theater, and we got right up at that front row that we like to sit, because we, you know, or maybe one behind it, I don't remember, but we were right up there, and we sat down, like, in the middle of the aisle, and there was a seat or two, and then a young lady and a young gentleman, and we're just sitting there, and the guy kind of looks over, stands up, and kind of walks over to us, and he's like, excuse me, are there anybody sitting in these other two seats in between us? And Stu's like, no, they're open. And the guy's like, well, we got a couple of people coming. Would it be all right if I asked you guys to scoot down a little bit because we got two more people coming? And I looked at the guy and said, sounds like your problem, man. And, like, he gave me this look. Randy gave me this look. Stu, they all looked at me like, what? And then I just started laughing. I'm like, dude, I'm just kidding. We'll move down. No problem. Everybody's like, I can't believe you said that. I was like, well, I was kidding, obviously. So we scoot down to the end. Not a big deal. We're fine. You know. So Randy was sitting on the end, then me, then Kevin, then Stu. And then there were like four seats and those two people. And the theater was not full yet. So we were sitting there for a few minutes, and Stu and Randy, who were on the either side of me and Kevin, were in the middle. We're like, we're going to go to the concession stand. I said, all right, cool. So I threw my coat in the end seat, which is where Randy had been sitting. And then it was me, Kevin, and then one more empty seat. And Kevin just threw his coat, his jacket on that seat. So a little bit of time goes by, and this other guy and his girlfriend come in. And at this point, like, a bunch of people have walked up. like, obviously these seats are taken at this point. Like, that's how the theater was. The whole front row is still empty. Like, there's nobody in the front row. There's, like, two people. But everybody keeps coming up and going, are these seats taken? And I just keep looking at Kevin going, man, are people this thick to think that magically these seats in the dead center of the theater are the only seats nobody's decided to take yet? It's ridiculous. Plus, our coats are sitting in them. And there's, like I said, two seats beyond there. But so this guy and his girlfriend come up, and they're like, are you gonna say, are these seats taken? And Kevin's like, yeah. I was like, well, that one is. Beyond that, you'll have to ask those guys down there because that's the only one we've got taken. So he looks down. He's like, do you get those seats? And the guy's like, yeah, we got people sitting in them. So he kind of, you know, and then walks off, takes up to the upper rows, whatever. And Kevin and I are sitting there talking, and I don't know, 2-3 minutes go by, and the guy and his girlfriend come back down, walk into our aisle, and just sit down. Just sit where the guy just told him he had people sitting in him. And it happened to be one seat off from ours, or else I would have said so. I'd have been like, dude, get out of the seat. Because I told him. I said, when he came the first time, I was like, yeah, we got people in them. They're just at the concession. And when he kind of huffed, I was like, well, people do have the right to go to the concession. So he sits down right next to where Stu would have been sitting. And the other guy's like, hey, man, I told you those are for friends. He's like, you can't just hold seats. Starts getting real tiffy. Now, my first problem with this is I would agree with the guy if there were no more seats. But there were. He just didn't want to sit in them. He wanted to sit where he wanted, right there. And the other guy who he was talking to was way bigger than him. And this dude had already given attitude. So already I'm like, this guy's a jerk. So I don't know why, but the guy was like, whatever, man, just sit there. You know, I guess he decided to take the upper road, and he just let it be. Well, the guy kept huffing and puffing and grumping and griping. So Stu and Randy get back, and I text Stu, who's sitting right next to him, and I tell him, hey, that guy's a douche. Bug the crap out of him. So Stu texts back. He's like, well, what happened? So, I mean, we're like two seats away, but we're all cracking up laughing because me and Stu are texting back. The movie hasn't started. No previews, nothing yet.
I would imagine.
And then we start talking about the guy. Keep in mind, I'm two seats away from the guy. None of us are being quiet. I'm like, yeah, man, he's just sort of an ass. And Stu's like, yeah, he smells bad too. Like, talking to me. And then Stu starts texting me. He's like, I keep jerking my arms around, bumping into his coat and stuff. I was like, dude, start clearing your throat, like, and then do it like, just making noises through the whole movie. So Stu was trying to bug the crap out of the guy, and the dude, finally, I think after the movie was over, Stu just looks at me and goes, yeah, this dude stinks, man. And the guy just looked at all of us. I mean, what's he going to do? It's one dude and his girlfriend and four guys. I don't really think he's going to do anything, but it would have been different if when he came in, there wouldn't have been any seats left in the theater. And the guy was trying to hold him. Look, I agree. You can't hold like five seats the whole time. But there were more seats. A lot. Enough that this guy and his girlfriend could have sat somewhere. I think he was just trying to be, you know. But you probably, you know, not to sound like a bunch of tough guys, but three of us four. Yeah. It would not have been a good thing. But, yeah, so that's what happened. But the movie was really good. Mission Impossible 2, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and, I'll go with my parents.
You could have went.
I know. I just didn't want to be away from the kids two nights in a row.
You opted out. Are you kidding? It's fantastic. You should try it. It's great. So that was this week, and I don't even know. I got kind of, well, last Sunday... We went over to a friend's house for dinner.
Yeah.
A bunch of us did. And that was fun. And then we left there, and it's, I don't know, 6:30 when we leave, 7 o'clock. And they were kind of far from, you know, not horribly far, but I had to drop a friend of mine off and everything. So then we get a phone call from my sister because my cousins are all in town, but they're leaving the next morning. Unfortunately, they were in town for a funeral, so, that, you know. Do you want to meet us for dinner? I'm like, no, we'll meet you guys, but we just left dinner, so
yeah.
We went to the restaurant they were at, and you know, it was really nice getting to see them.
But it was very nice getting to see them. They're very nice.
Home and late, everything that Sunday night, and then Monday was Xander's temper tantrum, and then Tuesday the kids were at my parents, or at my dad's, so because we wouldn't see the movie, so they got the kids got bed like 11 o'clock that night, which is very late for our children.
Oh, extraordinarily late.
And so that's why you kind of opted Wednesday to ixnay the movie, even though we would have had somebody watching them here. It was your dad.
Yeah,
I don't know how good he would have been about putting them and getting them to bed.
I think if we'd have told him and it was very strict, he would have made him go to bed.
But yeah, so you know. It's all good, though.
Yeah.
And tonight, we're blessing your ears with this wonderful show. And this, and we'll talk about it on the next show. The first thing I want to tell you, if you don't listen to Disney Indiana, you should. And I'm not just saying that because they're my friends. I met them because I listened to their show. I mean, enough said there. It's not because...
We are friends with them because their show is so awesome.
Exactly. Disney Indiana is a podcast with a couple, Scott and Tracy, that live in Indiana, but they're two of the biggest Disney fans I've ever met. And so they do a show all about everything Disney, movies, music, TV shows, and it's fantastic. It's a great show. And we met them through the scheme of things. I don't even know how we met them. Probably I met them at one of the Horror Hounds, I think, and ever since then we've just sort of known them. But this weekend, we're going out with them, and we will fill you in on how all that went, but they will also be talking about it on their next show. So highly recommend checking out the Disney Indiana podcast with Scott and Tracy. They do it every other week, and honestly, I'm a Disney geek now. I wasn't always, but I'm sort of falling in love with Disney, and I understand they only do their show every other week, and it irritates me because I want to listen to it every week because it's one of my favorite shows. And I'm not just saying that, Scott. I mean it. I love it. Maybe because it makes me think of Disney, and I love going to Disney. So
Disney is truly the happiest place on earth, I swear.
Yes. It's one of them.
What's the other one?
I don't know. There's lots of places I haven't been. I love going to Disney, but if you're like, do you want to go to Disney or Ireland? I'm going to Ireland.
Okay.
All right.
All right, I can see that, but that doesn't mean that Ireland is the happiest place on earth. It just means that it's an amazing experience that you want to have. Ah, to shoot you.
You don't own a gun.
I don't.
So we got our Christmas shopping done. The kids are all... Christmas shopped it up.
Yeah, we just got to do stocking stuffers.
That's ridiculous. They get too much.
They didn't have very much this year.
I'm not getting anything for Christmas. I don't think I am. I've only asked for one thing, and I don't really expect anybody to get me that. And I'm really not asking for anything because I don't really. When it comes to me and gifts, like, I don't ask for anything because the things. Like, everybody wants something, but I don't necessarily want them as gifts, and the things I want are always expensive, so I just don't. I like toys. My toys. Grown-up toys. I like boom mics.
I like grown-up toys, too.
I like boom mics and camera equipment and stuff like that, so. Yeah. We are on top of our game tonight. We are. Woo.
I know. We are exciting people. I keep yawning. I can't stop.
And it's only, like, 6:30, so. That's how sad we are.
Yeah, and I won't be going to bed for about 10 hours, so got a long ways to go.
Why are they all trying to call me?
I don't know.
It's my family, different members of my family. I will call them back later. I'm sure it's not so dire that... Anyway, I thought it would be cool to kind of talk about some Christmassy stuff, so let's do that. Well, first of all, let's talk about when we were kids. Did you guys have any, and I know some of these, but if I don't ask her, then she won't be able to tell you guys. Did you guys have any, like, major Christmas traditions or things you did on Christmas?
In the morning, our breakfast was always
a
tradition.
We woke up and opened presents.
No, we didn't.
You didn't open presents?
Not right away. The first thing we did is we got our stockings, and we went through all that while my mom made breakfast. My mom and my grandma. And that was a tradition in itself because we always had the scrambled egg casserole. Had like the hash browns and the eggs and all that cheese. And pancakes. As well as homemade donuts, powdered sugar, and
We didn't have any breakfast traditions per se. I don't remember any like specific Christmas morning traditions that we did every year. We were always allowed to open one present on Christmas Eve. And, you know, we talk about this because the kids, do they believe in Santa? Do they not believe in Santa? I always had fun with the Santa thing, but I don't remember ever actually believing. I got presents from Santa. Nobody ever said Santa's not real. My sister and I have talked about this. It was always fun, but we never really believed that there, that Santa was bringing us gifts. You know what I mean?
Oh, see, no, I did.
We didn't. And I do remember as kids, though, listening to the radio to hear the reports of where Santa Claus was spotted.
Oh, my gosh. It reminds me. Santa has sent our kids a video each.
Cool.
Yes. It's in my email. We need to show that to them tonight.
And then, and I know these are everybody's traditions, but they're big for me. And we'll talk about why I'm bringing this up in a minute. But, of course, Charlie Brown Christmas and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer were huge for me. And a lot of people are like, oh, and then there's this movie and this movie and this movie. I'm like, yeah, and all those are fine. But those two I had to watch every year.
We always read How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
And the problem was they started showing these TV shows, these movies so early now. Rudolph was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Yeah. We weren't expecting that. And Charlie Brown was already too.
So you miss it. So I got irritated a couple years back by it. So we went out and bought them all so that now we can watch them when we want to. I don't know, man. There's just certain things for me that have to set the Christmas mood every year. And if I don't have those things, it's a little lacking. And we're actually, when we get done with the show tonight, we're going to watch, I guess, Rudolph the kids want to watch tonight. We'll probably watch Charlie Brown next week before Christmas.
Polar Express.
I don't need to watch Polar Express. I mean, that's fine, but I don't need to watch it. These are two movies. It's like now it's
White
become...
White Christmas, that's one that we always watch.
It's like now
year.
It's become a tradition for me. There was always the debate, but for me it's Halloween. I have to watch The Nightmare Before Christmas like every Halloween or right by Halloween. It just becomes a thing. And yes, you could watch it at Christmas, but I think it's more Halloween-y.
Yeah.
We had our Christmas things. Every Christmas, we would go to my grandma's, and we didn't always live that close, 3 or 4 hours away sometimes. But we'd go to my grandma's, and I remember doing that almost every single Christmas. And then my parents got divorced when I was... Well, 11? They split when I was 10 and divorced... No. Yeah, somewhere in there, 10 and a half. And then because my mom got remarried somewhere in there, too. And... Christmas sort of sucked after that for a long time, Like, Christmas out in Colorado where my family wasn't around, we didn't really do a whole lot. And then when I moved back here and everything, there for a long time, it was just a fiasco, a fight of where do we go on Christmas, whose house, who gets us on Christmas. You know, no, they didn't fight, but it was like my sister and I had to figure out where we were going to go, what we were going to do. And then... I had family Christmas parties, and the thing is, I only liked half my family that was at the Christmas party, and I'm like, the other half I didn't really like. And if any of them listen, you may be the half I like, you may be the half I don't like. Figure it out. Do I talk to you at the parties? Then I probably like you. If I don't, then I don't like you. Get over it, I don't care. But it became this just royal pain in the butt, and I got to the point that I like the idea behind Christmas, but I just didn't like the celebrating of Christmas anymore. And then you and I got married, and I always say that we just got really lucky because you don't have, I mean, you have family in the area, but I mean,
most of my family's elsewhere.
Yeah. And so your parents, it's a really cool thing that my dad and stepmom and your mom and dad all sort of became best friends. Dad would pretty much say that Bill is one of his best friends, and I know your dad says the same thing. So my dad and them have this, my dad and stepmom have this really cool thing where we just sort of adopt people into the family. And it became, we want you guys, to your parents, we want you at all our holiday stuff. What are you doing? Why don't you not pull the wind thing off your...
Because it was sticking out and tickling my lip.
Anyway.
So I had to find out what it was, and then...
But the, so now we've sort of instigated the... We get up on Christmas morning here at our house with the kids, and we do Christmas at home first, and you do the breakfast here.
Yay, breakfast!
We have a family... You cook a Christmas breakfast every Christmas. I usually help. And you make donuts. We always make homemade donuts now. Mm-hmm.
I made the last 2 years I've made the...
And we always give...
Egg casserole.
The dog that we have at the time. Usually give him an egg and...
We're not giving her an egg. I made that mistake. I will not do it again.
And then we celebrate Christmas here in the morning till... And your parents usually come over. And mm-hmm. we do all their presents to the kids here and our presents to the kids here. And then... In the
all
afternoon,
of us go over there.
We go. Everybody goes to my dad's, and a couple really. And I'm kind of bummed. Last year it didn't really happen, and it won't happen this year, obviously, because my brother. Right now he's at Fort Hood, but he'll be going to Afghanistan here in about a month. But it became this thing. We do this. We have new family traditions now. At my dad's, and they're really fun. First thing is every year after all the presents are opened, there's a bonfire.
A very pretty. Bonfire.
And the reason for the bonfire is, why did we start the bonfire?
To burn my robe.
No, that's not why we started the bonfire.
Oh. The paper.
Yeah, because there's like nine...
That's why it's so pretty.
There's like nine grandkids.
But they want to burn my robe this year, but I think I'm happy with the ones I have.
So we get to burn all... We burn all the Christmas wrapping afterwards, and we have a big fire, and Dad will usually get like a little mini keg of beer, which may or may not happen this year, because Adam won't be there. But and we have a couple beers and we burn stuff. But the other thing was started years ago by my stepbrother. And we never, all of us kids don't really get any, each other major presents. Every once in a while we'll get each other gag gifts. And he likes to get me little gag gifts.
Oh, I didn't even think about that this
but
year.
But he, it started, the first year he hands me a a box wrapped, and what I mean box is when I pull off the wrapping paper, it's wood, a wood frame, so I have to shred that to get inside to a empty 12-pack container, shoved, stuffed full of garbage, and tied up with fishing line.
Oh, that was a lot of fishing line.
And I got in there, it was a Super Nintendo game. The next year, he made... The Christmasaurus, which was a probably 4 foot high dinosaur made out of wrapping paper tubes and wrapping paper and marshmallows for the eyes and teeth, little round marshmallows.
Yeah.
He then made me a giant, I love turtles, and he made me this giant.
That was my favorite. It's
turtle. Yeah, that he actually put a thing so its neck went back and forth. And that was cool. But then he started getting real creative, and he made me out of. People, when I say this, you'll never grasp, but he made me out of, I think, like styrofoam and stuff, made me a life-size C-3PO.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
And we actually kept that for a couple years, but inside, we had to take the head off and the present was inside. Then he made a giant mouse trap, or shall we call it deer trap.
When were you to...
It had a... Deer, it looked like a mouse trap. I mean, he designed it to look just like a mouse trap, but he used a door.
Oh, yeah.
Like a wooden
door.
And he put a deer in it instead. Instead of a mouse, he...
A deer with a red nose.
Made Rudolph in it. And then came my favorite out of all, I think everybody's favorite. I knew he was making something for months, but I never knew what. No, that was the last one he ever did.
The Frozen? Oh, that wasn't... No, okay.
I come... All I know is he, whatever it was over 9 feet tall, and he needed somebody's truck to get it there. I get to my dad's, and outside is a 9 foot tall working.
Oh, yes.
Working lighthouse.
Yeah.
Lighthouse. Made out of wood.
The light is actually going in circles.
And the way he made it work, this was really creative, is he mounted a light to the top of a record player. So the light actually spun around.
And then ran the cord down the inside and then plugged it in at the bottom.
And then he told me, you have to find your present. So I've eventually figured out there was a trap door towards the bottom. And inside the trap door, he had taken a 5-gallon bucket of water and frozen it into a 5-gallon piece of ice. And my present was in the center, frozen. So I had to chisel the present out of that, which was turned out to be a rubber duck and a Van Helsing action figure, which I still have somewhere. Then he decides one year, the last one we did was he made a game where I had to answer questions and punch holes out of, like, punch my fist through holes and see what was inside. Most of them were full of garbage or leaves or empty cigarette cases or whatever. And what did I end up getting that year?
The Adam action figure.
He made me an action figure of himself, and it is brilliant.
Oh my gosh, it is awesome, and it's an actual packaging.
Yeah, so he made the packaging and everything, and then that's when my brother-in-law decided he was going to start doing it too. He's made a giant chicken walker from Star Wars. He made me a giant, like 2 foot tall, Hanky the Christmas Pooh.
Oh, I forgot with my about presents that. With the spray
inside,
foam.
I had to like rip it open. Just it really just cool like stuff. It too. And these have become some of my favorite Christmas memories of all time. I mean, of any Christmas memory I've ever had, these are some of my favorite things about Christmas. And like I said, we get up here now and we just do Christmas with the kids here at the house. And you know, it's become a thing. And I'll be honest, this isn't just me saying this for the Christmas season. You can ask people. Christmas is different for me. And for me, it really is. My mom and I have always had this thing where we'll buy each other these weird little gifts that nobody really gets. But we get them because it makes us think of the other one. And they're not major things.
Why'd you just do that?
Because you're peeling paint off.
I am not.
Leave it alone.
I was not peeling paint.
Plus, I can hear it, so don't do it. Don't do it. Stop.
You shouldn't have hit me.
I'll hit you in the face next time. I don't even know what I was saying now. See what you did?
Your mom, the gifts.
Yeah. Because Christmas, I like getting presents. It's cool. But I don't need to get presents. It's not really why. But I told you, it's very important to me that the house smells like Christmas. And I like Christmas music. I like Christmas. It's so I enjoy it once again now that we have kids and we have our own traditions, and I enjoy Christmas again. So
I love Christmas. It's my favorite time of year. It's the best I got to contribute right now.
That's it. That's all you got.
Yeah,
I mean, usually bitch about every holiday nowadays, so I got to put up with
only one.
Why?
Thanksgiving. What's wrong? I hate Thanksgiving.
Why? What was wrong with Thanksgiving this year? I had a great Thanksgiving this year, except that I had to go home and go to bed because I had to get up for work.
That's one of the things that sucked.
Aside from that, what was wrong with Thanksgiving?
It used to start early in the day, everybody together as a family. It was a fun thing. Everybody fixing dinner together.
But you have...
Everybody contributed. It was a... Everybody was important to that, and the entire day was spent together as a family, watching family movies or playing games together, and it was an all-day, all-night kind of thing. Now it's
when you were a teen. Okay, well, you know, we can do that, but that's when you were a kid, and it was you and your brother and your parents and nobody else.
No.
Yes.
No, I did it as an adult when we were married. It wasn't until, the year that I was pregnant with Shyla.
They've always watched stupid football every year. They never watched anything but football. We just don't like football.
But I didn't spend Thanksgiving here. I spent it with my grandmother in Mississippi.
Your grandma died. She's not there anymore.
Well, I know. But
And out of all that
my
time.
My whole life.
When we were married, I went once to Mississippi. So you're saying you didn't want to spend it with me?
No, I wanted to spend it with you, but
well,
I wanted you to be there.
What I'm hearing. That's what I like doing, and I wasn't even there for that. So I think it's fine. I mean, we're all together, and everybody got along great this year, and we had good food and good conversation.
Well, yeah, I like being with all of our family. That's great.
But
we're always, separated. Everybody's
always,
watching football, and then everybody else
you always have
at the table.
But for everything. You ever notice that?
We're separated.
You always have a caveat
for
everything.
It's not like a unity thing.
It's like,
we're
I
not
liked
all
it,
together
but
spending time.
Just saying.
Because I don't like football.
I don't like football either. I don't watch football. I didn't watch football this Thanksgiving. But a lot of people do like football, and they enjoy watching football on Thanksgiving.
I know, but that's what I liked about Thanksgiving. We were all together. We all
we were
did
all
stuff.
Together.
We all enjoyed stuff together. It was about being a family, doing things together as a family the entire day.
You know how many people watch football after Thanksgiving?
Well, I know.
Like,
I'm sure my family is
most
the
households.
Odd, the odd one, but that's what I liked most about Thanksgiving, the entire day being spent together doing family things, playing
games. You've said that like six times,
family
but then when I bring up my point, which is that's what you did when you were a kid, then you say no, and I'm saying,
well,
yes.
It wasn't just as a kid, though. I did it as an adult, too.
When? I married you when you were 20 years old.
Right, and I had Shyla when I was 24.
Yeah.
So up until then, I was still doing it.
Not every year you didn't.
I went with my parents every year to Thanksgiving until my grandma passed away, which was in 2005, right before Shiloh was
born. Anyway, I think Thanksgiving was fine this year, and I had a really nice time. So, you just like to decide ahead of time you're not going to anymore, and so you don't enjoy it.
I didn't say I didn't have a nice time, but it's not what it used to be for me.
Nothing is what it used to be. I don't why... Christmas is not what it used to be. Saturday mornings aren't what they used to be. Nothing is what it used to be. People hang on too much to what things used to be instead of actually just enjoying what's in front of them. And that's something I don't understand. My life is not what it used to be. I am not skinny as I used to be. I don't have as much energy as I used to have. I go out, I don't have as much fun as I used to have, but I still have fun. And I enjoy having fun
now.
I didn't
say I didn't have fun.
Right.
I wasn't there
but
miserable.
But every
the whole time.
Time you don't just enjoy it, you got to enjoy it with the caveat that it's not as good as it used to be.
Yeah, it still seems a little depressing to me.
Well, why be depressed about it? Why not just be happy with what you have instead of depressed about what you
don't
have?
Well, that's why I want to start a new tradition with our family for Thanksgiving.
Which is what?
I wanted to try going to like Disney for Thanksgiving and having Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's
there
your new
or
tradition,
like
huh?
That.
You're
well,
gonna pay
I don't
for
know.
Disney
I
every
can't...
year.
I can't just come up with one right now. It's something we have to start, try out, and see if we like it.
I mean,
if
you got
to
face,
do it,
you
decide
just,
to do it together
you just need
year.
To learn to face things. Who wants to get up and watch the parade anymore? It sucks. I tried watching it last
year.
I
do.
It's horrible. It's not even good anymore.
That's one thing I've wanted to do since I was a little girl,
you know,
is be in New York for Thanksgiving and actually be able to see the parade.
You get this thing where it's like, we have all kinds of traditions for holidays now, and some of them are great and some aren't as good as the others, but New Year's, we've done the same thing for years, and we do it every year, and we're doing it this year, and it's great too, and I really enjoy New Year's, but look at the way I used to celebrate New Year's, and I was never a big, I'm out at the clubs, out that kind of stuff for New Year's, but nobody, I mean, we always have the stupid New Year's thing on in the background, Dick Clark's rock, but it sucks now, nobody watches it anymore, because it's garbage. You got to get past that stuff and just...
We do.
We don't watch it.
Well, no, but we count down with it.
Well, everybody counts down at New Year's.
I don't remember ever watching that.
But, I mean, nobody pays attention to it anymore because it sucks.
I like all holidays. I'm just not... I find Thanksgiving to be depressing for me now.
Well, then you don't like it if it depresses you. Plus, that's what I mean. I don't understand why you'd be depressed. Maybe you don't enjoy it as much as you used to, but it doesn't mean you should be depressed. That's just silly.
It was the big thing that I shared with my grandma. It's the time that I miss her the most. And
well, again, missing somebody is still, I don't know. It just seems like
I can't even do what made me happy. I can't sit there and make a bunch of desserts and make a bunch of pies.
Why can't you? Why can't you? Who can stop you if that's what you want to do?
Well, it's not going to get eaten.
Why wouldn't it?
Because I did it last year, and I wound up bringing all of it home.
Well, nobody ate hardly any of the desserts this year. We know that for a fact because we went over for dinner like 2 weeks later and ate a bunch of the desserts from flipping Thanksgiving because they were still there.
I don't know.
People are going to eat what they want to eat, what's in front of them. Nobody's going to go, well, Heather wasn't scheduled to make the desserts this year, therefore I will not eat that.
No, not what I meant, but they're not needed.
Who cares? Make what you want to make. Look, when you start looking at the world like I look at the world, especially the last year or so, the way I've been looking at the world, it's a much better place, man. Don't be disgusting and go out and be a crazy person, but do the things you want to do regardless of what anybody else tells you. Look at me. In the last year, I've stopped biting my nails again. I've started writing again. I've kicked out a couple really great short stories, and I'm about a...
It's funny the way you're doing
anyway,
that.
Anyway, and I'm about, what, third of the way through my novel.
Which I'm excited, because I would love to read it.
I'm just saying, it's when I finally got a grip and said, you know what? There's a lot of things I could sit and gripe and grumble about all the time, and sit here and go, woe is me, woe is me. Or I can say, hey, these are the things I do enjoy, and nobody can stop me.
It's not like I'm spending the entire year moping because of Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you, hon, I love you. You hold chips on your shoulders, and you gripe and grumble about shit that happened 10 years ago. 10 years ago. And it's just stuff you just need to learn to let things go. If anybody in this house, out of this couple, has things in the past that they could really hold on to, would you say it's you or me?
No, of course it's me.
Oh, really? It's you that they could hold on to. Things that they could gripe and grumble and have major chips on their shoulder about.
Not what I thought.
I'd say me. But do I? Or do I just let things go and say, you know what? That was, I mean, I might talk about them sometimes if we talk about it. But I don't sit and go, you know, when I was a kid, all this stuff happened to me. I don't, you know, it happened. I got kids now. I got a wife now. I deal with now.
Right. Now.
Well,
that's why,
we ain't
that's
got
why
any money.
I told you I wanted to try to maybe change our things.
We don't have
traditions.
Any money. You know, we're poor. It's a lot of fun being poor. Something that freaks you out all the time. But if you've ever noticed, I'm way easier going because I've always been poor my whole life. So it's not a new thing
yeah,
for me.
Well.
But see, you worry about that when I go, yeah, we don't have any money, but we got things I didn't have as a kid. We didn't have any money, and I didn't have, I mean, we moved all the flipping time. You know, we have a steady home that we live in with these kids. You know, they're not moving around. They go to a nice school. I don't know. We got a lot of good stuff, man, and I'm very happy about the things I have now. I hate my van. It's a piece of crap, but it starts every morning when I get in.
And you get to get a new car next year.
I have to. The van's starting to, you know, I can't dog that van, never will. It's got 200,000+ miles, and it's been through a pretty massive wreck, and it's still kicking, man. It's been through our hands to your dad's hands to back to us. And
I got rid of that box spring.
Ask yourself, will anybody care? How did you do that?
I took it out there this morning.
To the garbage?
I did.
I'm sure they loved that.
So what? They took it.
Well, so what? I mean, you know, so what? It's their job. If you're making it harder on them, we should put a little card for out there for Christmas with something in it.
I already had it scheduled. We were already paying the extra money.
We should still put a card out there for our garbage man with a little something in it. Everybody
should
do that.
That would be a good idea.
Everyone listening should do that. You put a little card out, a card and a, I don't know, a little something in there, a gift card, or even just a couple bucks, a tip, $2 $5 bills.
Yeah,
saying,
you know, for our one really hot day this summer, I had a frozen bottle of water that I put out there. With a little post-it note that bled like crazy because it was left in there. But he took the bottle of water when our lady, who I couldn't stand. I guess she had surgery on her knee, so we had that guy, remember? It was really hot this summer.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I was talking about the garbage man, and now
you're... Well, I know, but they're still like city workers.
Who?
The mailman, didn't
you
I say that?
You never said that. You never went there, so I had no idea what you were talking about.
Sorry, yes.
I was going to say, our garbage... truck driver is not a lady, so I don't know what
no,
you're talking about.
No, no.
Anyway, yeah, everybody should do something nice for your postman or woman or whatever, and your garbage people, because, you know, they touch all the nasty stuff you don't want to. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, you want those people on your good side. That's a definite.
Because
I took that umbrella out this morning, so they probably really weren't happy.
That. No, I told him that we would have the umbrella out with the mattress or box spring.
We got rid of our box spring. Mainly we just, you can't give them, it was in good shape. You can't give that kind of stuff away anymore.
It was so pristine and pretty white as I was dragging it down the driveway. I'm like, oh man, that side is getting so
but
dirty.
But you can't, nobody wants mattresses and used mattresses and box springs anymore because, you know, bed bugs and things like that. Nobody trusts that stuff.
I wouldn't either.
And we actually recently got a platform bed, so we didn't need the, and my back never hurts anymore. It's a beautiful thing.
I love our mattress.
To not wake up with a
see, it was
sore
the box
back.
Spring that
well,
was the problem.
No, I still would love a little bit harder. I would still love to get one of those.
A Sleep Number?
No.
I want one of those. That way you can have it hard and I can have it soft. Oh yeah, I wouldn't mind having one of those.
Why would you want to get rid of it? I love the platform bed.
I want to get rid of it. You can get a Sleep Number like mattress.
I like the ones we were looking at.
I do too. I forgot about that though.
Anyway, nobody cares. But anyway, I love Christmas now and I love.
I think a whole bunch of people should get together and actually start caroling again.
Yeah, I don't care about
who
that.
Who goes caroling? Nobody.
There are still people who carol, hon. But
I haven't seen any carolers since I was a little girl.
Trust me, people still go caroling.
I'm going to talk to your sister. I bet she'd do it.
I bet she wouldn't. But
I think she would.
I bet she wouldn't.
Why?
I know my sister better than you know my sister, and just because she likes to sing and likes to get involved with stuff, she would not go caroling with you. I'd almost bet money she wouldn't.
I'm going to ask her still.
Go right ahead and ask her.
Oh, I wish I had my phone. I'd text her and ask her.
You can wait, because we're doing a show right now. It's probably
but then I could answer you and say, ha, she said yes.
Probably our most humdrum show face. Up to the... I am very tired, too. All week, I haven't really got to bed on time for me, and I'm just beat, in case you couldn't tell. But yeah, you know, we put a few Christmas lights, and that's not something we've never really done a lot in my house is put up major Christmas lights. I love the whole Christmas tree thing, and this year it was kind of a fun thing. I don't know if we talked about this or not on the show. I don't remember if we did, but the Christmas tree.
I want to say we did, but maybe not.
I don't know.
We've told so many people, I can't remember who.
We had a tree for a couple of years, and last year the stand broke, and the, you know. We wanted,
5 foot fiber optic tree a couple
we
years ago.
A new tree.
The fiber optics broke last year. The stand.
So we were still stringing lights on anyway. But so we went down this year to the store to buy a new tree, and we picked one that looked. They didn't have one on display, but it looked really nice in the, on the box, and
yeah,
it was within our price range, so we bought it. And we got it home, and you were all, I don't know how ugly it is, and I made it pretty.
It was like a Charlie Brown Christmas
and
tree.
I made it. Pretty.
It does look very nice. I still think it's too small for the room.
Remember what I said? She's always got a butt.
It will be perfect for downstairs in the family room. And
she
can
never
have a
just
bigger one for the living room.
She can never just like something. There's got to be a. I like it, but this is wrong with it. That's
no.
Just, that is your way.
No.
Too short. It's too short because in your mind you want it to be taller, but it's fine.
Because we have vaulted ceilings. We have those huge ceilings and it just looks
so we don't
so
have
shrimped.
Vaulted ceilings, people.
We do have vaulted
ceilings.
No, we
ceilings. Do not have vaulted ceilings.
Were they cathedral ceilings?
Those are cathedral ceilings.
Whatever. They go up high.
A vaulted ceiling is different.
Anyway.
Hey, if people are trying to picture what our ceiling looks like, they're
I'm not
picturing
arguing.
Vaulted now because of you.
And they're not cathedral. Vaulted, they're cathedral. Anyway, but they go up pretty high, so we have this little tiny 6 foot tree, 5.5.
And you know what's amazing?
It's 5.5 foot.
Do you know what's amazing? Let me tell you what's amazing. Since we put that tree up, quite a few people have been in our house, and every one of them said, oh, your tree looks nice. None of them have went, man, that looks weird with those cathedral ceilings. The only person that notices
it is
that
a pretty tree.
Is you.
I'm not saying it's
because
not a pretty tree.
Because you
a very pretty
are
tree.
A princess, and that is, you are such a little diva, and that is the way you are. She will get things in her head that things have to be a certain way, and no matter what you do, if it is not that way, she will not be pleased, period. That's my point of this whole thing. You refuse to just accept things and go, you know what? It's not what I thought, but I kind of like it. That's all you got to do.
I do like it.
But!
For down here.
But!
For the family room.
No buts. Just enjoy it for what it is. Either you do that, or you need to go make a hell of a lot more money, sweetheart.
I'm working on it.
Not very hard. You don't even work 40 hours a week.
Well, I will.
Yeah, whatever. for somebody who
almost
is
I work about 7 hours a night.
Someone who is as diva-ish. Okay, first of all, let's get a couple of things straight. I'm fine with what you do, and you bring home as much money as you were bringing home before. But being able to watch TV shows in between phone calls isn't exactly the same as what most of us do. I assure you, I cannot watch any TV while I'm at work.
I still have to be up. And
No. You know what? If I don't have to get up and go to work the next day, I'm usually up the same amount of time that you are watching movies too. I'm not saying you don't work. I'm just saying you don't have to leave the flipping couch.
Which is very lovely.
Right.
I can work in my jammies.
Right. So, and you can watch flipping Hulu in between phone calls, which
yes.
you do.
Well, but
or
not,
play games.
Not lately, because I'm trying to get more certifications. So.
It doesn't matter. You play games. You do all kinds of stuff. Most of us don't do that. And you don't work 40 hours a week, so I don't want to hear you complain.
We're pretty darn close to it, though.
But you don't.
Work about 37.
You were working about 30, and in the last like 2 weeks, we have to up it a little. A lot of it have to do with Christmas being here. We need more money. But see, when we say, hey, we're going to both have to go work more hours, you go up to 37, I go up to 45 or 50. Mostly 45 lately, because I should do 50, but man, I'm just so burnt on overtime and stuff. Plus, good Lord, man. Name a night where we haven't had something going on in the last couple of weeks. All right, so we have babbled almost literally
for 47 minutes. Blah, blah, blah.
And I don't know how exciting this episode is going to be. I just wanted to get one out before Christmas because we need to do that. And that's, you know, tough. Deal with it is what you get, is me babbling about Christmas. But I don't know if you guys remember, but last week Heather was complaining because I come up with games and she doesn't do it. So this week I told her to do it. What's your game, hon?
Okay. In my defense.
In your defense what?
You text me after I left the house to go get the kids and I came home.
Uh-huh.
We ate dinner and then came down here. I
didn't
have enough time to come
No,
up
you
with
didn't
game.
Just come down here and then we started. You were down here for almost a half an hour.
I was looking it up.
And,
I couldn't figure anything
and,
out.
In your defense,
I had like
last
10
week's
minutes.
Game and most of the games I do literally 5 minutes before the show.
Right, and I could think of games that were just like yours. But
well,
why would I want to do that?
Because you can't. So we don't have a game. So I'm and since we don't have a game, I'm going to make you do karaoke.
Oh.
Oh. It's Christmas karaoke.
And of all the songs that you could have me sing, this is probably
going
to be the worst.
Why will this be the worst?
Because it's one I don't know all the words to.
We're doing my favorite Christmas song, which is Mr. Pearl Ives. So let's do this. Don't ask me crazy questions that I don't know the answers to.
Like? The key of C.
Like, which is my part? I don't know what your part is.
Oh, really? Because I was going to tell you not to yell at me if I sang the wrong part.
You just sing. You got to sing here.
Oh. Wait, start over.
I can't start over. It started.
You can move it backwards.
Oh, my good Lord.
It didn't seem like... Okay. Have a home.
Really? This is it. This is your last chance. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer.
Have a holly jolly.
Wow. And when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know. Everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. I didn't pick the key.
Somebody waits for
when it started, it told us the key.
One's for me.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. And in case you didn't hear, oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year. See where it says musical break? That's your break. You didn't pick the right key for me. I didn't pick the key. Whoever made this did.
It's a very awkward spot.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. And when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, kiss her once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
How do you not know the words to holly jolly Christmas?
Apparently I did know the words, but it was just a bad key for me.
Well, you yelled at me, you're like, you picked a bad key.
I didn't pick it.
I didn't pick the key. They did when they made it. You want to do another one?
Okay.
I knew you would.
That was fun.
I just clicked whatever's next. And I don't know what key it's going to be in. It's in the key of AB.
What is this? Oh, this could be fun.
I clicked the next one.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Everywhere you go, take a look in the 5 and 10, glistening once again, with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store, but the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door.
Mistletoe
shoots
is a wish
upon
the
end. Oh, that was Does it? We'll talk over a walk in the hope of Janice and Jen.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere.
Were we not supposed to sing there? There's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well. A sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow. I don't know the words of this song.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Obviously.
I do, but it's still too high. Why do they have to make it so
the bells will start?
And the thing that will make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart.
So in the beginning, I was trying to like change it so maybe it would go a little lower.
You can't make it change.
I just went really flat because I was trying to go with the music.
It was pretty bad.
Beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start,
and the thing that will make them ring is the carol that you sing right
within your
heart. Beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
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 Thank you. Good night.
That was terrible.
That was pretty bad. You were horrible, and I was better than you, but still not good.
You were lots better than me. Yeah, see, karaoke like this is a lot of fun because I don't have to get in front of anybody.
No, just everybody listening to the show gets to hear it. That was the dog. I promise it was. I didn't probably even hear that.
No.
I wanted to do the. Chipmunk song, but I couldn't find it, so we didn't get to. But I'll go out on the show tonight with it. So there you go. There's some Christmas karaoke for you, and that's our show. Everybody have a fantastic, wonderful, awesome Christmas, but enjoy it anyway. Like, really? That was a joke, and you didn't even get it.
What?
Nothing. Everybody have a great Christmas. Remember, you can always write us if you want to. show@pennycult.org. And you can check us out at pennycult.org. And that's...
Look at that. She hasn't been up my lap this whole time.
Yeah. We got rid of the kids before. That's why nobody interrupted tonight. But we are going to stop recording here in a moment, and we're going to go watch Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And have
hot
chocolate.
Oh, we should have done that one.
We're going to have hot chocolate.
I'm hot. And you want hot chocolate?
You don't want hot chocolate. Well, here's a thought. You're in a basement and it's kind of chilly. Take your freaking robe off because you're also wearing a sweater, you weird ass person.
My robe is comfy and I love it.
Weird ass person. Sing Frosty the Snowman. You know I can't sing Frosty the Snowman?
Why?
Because every time I start, I go into Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I do it every time. It's Frosty the Snowman. Then one jolly Christmas Eve, Santa came to say,
Frosty the Snowman.
Rudolph with your bow so bright.
I can't sing when you're singing.
Won't you my sleigh tonight? Then all the cowboys loved him. Oh, wait. That's Randolph the Bow-Legged Cowboy. You never sang Randolph the Bow-Legged Cowboy?
No, I'm afraid I've never heard of
Randolph
that.
Randolph the Bow-Legged Cowboy had some very shiny guns, and if you ever saw them, you would drop your pants and run.
Why would you drop
all
your pants?
All of the other cowboys used to laugh and call him names. They wouldn't let poor Randolph play in any cowboy games.
I wouldn't either if he was going
to drop his
pants.
Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Randolph, with your gun so bright, won't you shoot my wife tonight? Then all the cowboys... That's the song! I didn't...
Well, no wonder I never sang it.
You didn't have my dad.
You are right.
All right.
Okay.
You got anything to say before I end this?
You're stupid and I'm smart.
Wow. That's not nice to say to our listeners. I think you're all very intelligent. Thanks for listening. Come back again real soon. You hear?
Ta-ta.
All right.
All right, you chipmunks, ready to sing your song?
I'll say we are. Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon.
Okay.
Okay, Theodore.
Okay.
Okay, Alvin.
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 Alvin! Alvin!
Christmas, Christmas time this year. Time for joy and time for cheer.
Okay, fellas, get ready. That was very good, Simon.
Naturally.
Very good, Theodore. Alvin, you were a little flat. Watch it.
Okay, Dave.
Alvin. That's enough. Let's not overdo it.
Wait, Theodore,
just a minute. Simon, will you cut that out? Get off.
Ho, ho.